Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt. Broadcasting from Patriot-held territory, we are in the Free Zones. And to all of you across the Free Zones and outside the wire, especially in occupied territory, your thoughts, our thoughts are with you. This is the Morning Commute, and I'm here with Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning to all of you listeners out there that we are so happy to have on board with us. And we are starting off the day with Thrashakami Thursday. So,
no, it's not just Thrashakami Thursday now.
No, don't give it away.
Oh.
That's
oh.
The sign-off.
Oh, I see. You can leave them hanging. Got a little added. Okay, good. All right. Well, I'm glad you said something. I was about ready to spit it out if you weren't going to. So, okay, good. Well, that's the sign-off. You got to wait till the end of the show then.
That's right.
All right. So, well, hopefully you guys are staying cool out there. Well, this time of the day, I'm sure you are. But, man, we've got some triple digits coming up starting possibly Friday, late Friday, or definitely Saturday through Wednesday. Multiple wildfires, and correction on what I said yesterday, 62 wildfires in Arizona. There are spot fires and brush fires, but specifically I meant to just talk about the major fires. There are 50 large fires now, and Arizona's leading the way with 14 large fires just in Arizona. California has 7, Utah with 6. 5 in Colorado, 4 in New Mexico, 4 in Montana, and then Alaska with 4. Oregon and Nevada both have 2. Florida has 1.
Huh.
Yeah. And Wyoming has 1 large fire that's being fought right now. So it is, of course, unusually hot and dry and going into drought. So
right, and doesn't take much, that's for sure.
No, especially with these triple digits coming up, and usually thunderstorms come with that. So we were just talking, about the fire evacuation plan. Really important for you to be planning that right now. Get things ready to go very quickly. Consolidating, your laptop, your thumb drives, things backed up, and things ready to go, trailers emptied, just things ready to go to evacuate, especially if you live in a rural area. So something that's being discussed right now among a lot of folks.
Yeah, and that's super unfortunate too. It never used to be like this. We used to have some wildfires sometimes, right?
Right.
And they used to get put out. Everybody would do everything they possibly could to go in and make sure that these fires got put out right away. And we've gone from having some wildfires, each summer across the nation, in a few different places. But we've gone from that to people calling this forest fire season.
Yeah, fire season.
Yeah, fire season, which is... that's alarming because, in fact, there's been so many cases of arson that, where people have been caught red-handed starting these fires,
Yes.
And so I would say, if Kamala Harris is going around telling everybody to talk to their neighbors about stuff,
about getting vaccinated.
Yeah, about getting vaccinated. I would say, talk to your neighbors maybe about keeping an eye out for unusual activity along your roads where people might be doing some very odd behavior,
with gas cans.
Even just a cigarette or whatever, they stopped. Like the one man a couple years ago in 2015 that was stopped just going along the rural roads, starting all these fires. It was a cop that watched him do 3 of them.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And so he nailed them. He got nailed big time and was arrested. And so, those are the kind of things that if you see it, maybe keep an eye out, you know,
right.
type of thing. So
it wasn't a cop that started the fires. It was
the cop watching this guy.
Right.
He watched him do three of them, so he had it documented.
Wow.
And it was like, boy.
I've watched you rob three banks, pal, and that's far enough.
Yeah. I can't remember if he went along and put them out or something, you know, or whatever the case was. He had it. He had him, and he caught him fair and square.
Well, good.
So, yeah.
Good. Yeah. So keep an eye out and be safe and have your fire plans ready to go.
That's
clear,
right.
Clear brush away from your homes and, you know, delim trees.
That's right.
All of that typical fire prevention measures that we talk about every year.
Right.
Okay, the word of the day coming at us from the Lord through Lady Liberty here.
Well, the word of the day is amazing, and it comes to us on Thrashakami Thursday from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, which read, "Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, having turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the ungodly and for sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust." And that's
wow.
it. Yeah. So, wow. You know, that's that kind of goes right along with the saying that basically says, sin did not exist until the law defined it.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, right here where it says, "But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully." And then it goes and says that the law is for the lawless and the insubordinate, for the ungodly and for the sinners.
Right.
For the unholy. And, you know, like where it says that we're called to be holy, this refers to, and for the unholy and profane. And so, how interesting. It's such a concept that, yes, here, every last single one of us are sinners.
Yeah.
And we only know that we're sinners because God said so, right?
Right.
I mean, that was the outline in the law and the commandments, the moral law, right? Saying this is right and this is wrong. And so, of course, that is sent for us. We you know, there'd be no other way for God to be able to set up any kind of right or wrong or judgment as to truth. True and false, you know,
right.
All of that. So, yeah.
Wow, good.
Makes total sense.
Yeah, and that's the cornerstone of our culture of America. You know, the Christian nation is founded on Christian principles and the Word of God.
Right.
You know, so the further we get away from that, the more confusion is set in and
yes.
more
chaos.
More chaos, and how much more the lines become blurred between right and wrong, especially when those who call good evil and evil good.
Right. Yeah.
And that's where we are, you know. So
yeah, that's a perfect analogy too, because you know, like it says there in the first verse, in verse 5, it says, "Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith." And so that would be provided to us out of a character of love. You know,
right.
saying this is what's going to keep you safe. This is what's going to give you the best possible life. You know, observe these, like the parent that tells their children, "Don't go play in the street." You
right.
know, this is a busy thoroughfare. Do not play in the street.
Right.
And so the child isn't going to view that as a restrictive, condemning thing. It's a protective, loving thing that the parent, of course, is going to tell them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
yeah. And once again, the further we drift away from that and still continue, when lawmakers aren't under the fear of the Lord
right.
or in relationship with the Lord, then that's where the laws are. Although they say it's out of love, it's actually the opposite. When they say peace, there's the opposite of peace. Right. When they say security and loving one another, it's the opposite of loving one another, just like what they're doing at the borders.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, by completely blowing wide open the borders, the victimization against children and women and all people that are taking place, the lawlessness, the crime, just the breakdown of our very border.
And of civil society is right. Happening right there. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's being justified by people that are godless.
Yep, that's right.
You know, so, and sadly, we're seeing this, and this is the story that I have that I wanted to cover here on Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Yeah.
Is the commies that are working to demoralize and dismantle our military.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they're targeting conservative, patriotic-minded people. So the Forward Observer yesterday came out with their early warning intelligence analysis in their daily briefing. And under one category, under extremism, they had this to say. According to leaked documents obtained by The Intercept, the Navy has included anarchists and socialists in a list of political extremists in its introduction to terrorism and terrorist operations course. Now, while it's unknown if the Navy Service Training Command will change the terminology due to the resulting backlash, the Navy document doesn't reflect the broader sentiment in the military. And I wouldn't say that's a broader sentence. It's not a sentiment that's in the military. It's a sentiment that's being, it's a policy being driven down into the military
by
from
the liberals.
Top.
Yep.
Right. In a related note, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to announce this week whether she'll create a select committee to investigate the 6th January Capitol riot. Okay, so I have another leaked document here, and this is what's going out for those that are in the process of screening and recruiting and screening new recruits before they can even go to any physical screening or any, you know, to take their ASVAB at the MEPS Center or any of this stuff. They're supposed to ask them these questions. 2, have you ever had or currently have any association with an extremist or hate organization or gang? And 2, have you ever been debarred from any government installation or facility at any time in your life? Now, of course, if they say no, they just move along. But if they say yes, then they have to put together a suitability review to follow up with them and ask questions. Now, when this first came out, it wasn't clear, because my question is extremism defined? And it was, and it was not. Well, now it has. So listen to this. Extremism is defined as an individual that advocates for any of the following. A, hatred or intolerance on the basis of race, sex, including gender identity, sexual orientation, or ethnicity. So,
well, that's perfect. That makes every single liberal complicit.
Well, what that does is it makes every Christian complicit, because if you go to a church that says, no, we're not going to hire a homosexual, we will not even accept the application of a homosexual that wants to teach children's church. Okay, then right there you have intolerance of someone based on their gender identity or sexual orientation. So you have some cross-dressing transvestite that wants to put in an application for a job opening for, a Sunday school teacher or any position on staff. They clearly have the right under religious liberty to say, no, we're not going to hire you. So under this guideline, if you belong to any organization that has demonstrated intolerance on those things, then, well, you've been affiliated with an extremist group.
Well, and so right there, that also describes the Secretary of Agriculture for the United States, the USDA, right? Tom Vilsack is being sued for his color discrimination in farm payment availability, where white people are absolutely not allowed to be given these loans. So discrimination right there, that falls under, well, USDA would be guilty of that.
There you go.
So, you know, there they are, first of all. And so just like we're always saying, the communists, whatever they're doing, they flip it around on you and accuse you of doing that when it's actually them doing that. And so all of their whole line of extremists describe all of their actions.
Right, exactly. So here's, go down to C, use of force or violence or unlawful means to deprive individuals of their rights to achieve political, religious, or discriminatory goals. Now, could you say that Black Lives Matter and Antifa are trying to achieve political, religious, or discriminatory goals?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's say Kyle Rittenhouse, who shoots someone in self-defense, is now depriving an individual of their right to achieve political goals.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So it now it says use of force or violence or unlawful means. So even if you lawfully use lawful means, you're still using force or violence to what they're saying, deprive them of their rights to achieve their political goals.
Right.
So communist revolutionaries burning your streets, lighting cars on fire, and you find yourself in that situation and you have to use any type of force at all. Well, right. you're an extremist because you've deprived them of their right to achieve political goals.
Right. And so in this little description right here, I hope that recruiters understand that perhaps that's the way that we can use it right back on them and keep out all the Antifa, all the BLM. I mean, not that anybody from those groups would be trying to get into the military necessarily anyway, but should they? I mean, that's their description. That's the description of them. Obviously, it's meant from the liberals to be pointing out Republicans that are Trump supporters.
Right.
But it doesn't describe us. It describes them.
Well, it really does, but they're not going to see it that way. And they're the ones that are going to be preventing some young man who's a patriot and a Christian, I mean, an extremist, who belongs to an extremist organization, which is his church, because they discriminate and be barred from entering the military.
Yep, then that's something.
Now, the Navy, they have added socialist and anarchist groups to their training, but who knows how long that's going to last. Somebody's going to, you know, they're going to freak out. And obviously some white supremacists slipped that in there. So, you know, so they're going to get rid of that. Some extremist, right?
Right, right.
Because you cannot keep anarchists and socialists out, because then you'd be depriving them of trying to achieve their political goals.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And just like we've seen gangs in the past have gang members enter the military to acquire military training, I would not be surprised if we see this trend changing now where the anarchists and socialists are becoming more militant. Well, they will deliberately start placing more of their people in the military to acquire those skills. So.
Wow. Yep. That's exactly what you would expect from a communist coup.
Yep. Absolutely. So. Communist revolutionary action right there. That's get your people trained.
That's so, right.
And there are a lot of, sadly, there are a lot of veterans that have been caught up in that anarchist, socialist, revolutionary, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa organizations, and they're training others.
Wow.
So anyway, let's go ahead and take a break. Come back here with segment two. This segment, segment one, has been brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to get your preps taken to the next level with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher behind the microphone over there at that podcast. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Check him out. And we'll be back with the morning commute right after this message.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Hey, this is Jordan Page, and you're tuned into Radio Free Readout.
All right, welcome back to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. This segment is brought to you by Katie Armour. Come and take it, C-A-T-I, Armour. KatieArmour.com, serious body armor for serious times. And yeah, that's their website. I think I meant, yeah, KatieArmour.com. And hey, on the Minuteman Coffee, don't forget to use the coupon code RFR, okay, or John Jacob, and get your 15% off on your orders and support a Patreon business there as well. So, but I just wanted to remind you of the discount.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, if you have, and welcome back to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Yes.
That we are just getting into right now. So, yeah, and if you're buying coffee from the store, just generally, we just recommend that you get online, go to MinutemenCoffee.com, and go click and order your coffee from them. I mean, it's the best coffee, and why not? If you can support a local patriot and his family that are just fantastic people, why not? Much better them than somebody else that you don't even know.
Exactly.
And so we've got for Thrash Akami Thursday, we were talking about the military basically being just destroyed by the liberals and all of their garbage that they're trying to push on them. But, you know, so while they're having to focus on race and discrimination and transgender garbage, I mean, all of this stuff that has nothing to do, should have nothing to do with our military, right?
Right.
They could be actually doing something useful and guarding our borders and making sure that, you know, we're safe at the borders, but they're not. And it's not the military's fault. It's the puppet coup regime's fault. However, this is so cool. And so for Thrash Akami Thursday, my article I wanted to discuss comes to us from the Epic Times. And the title is Florida's Cavalry Helps Secure the Border. And one of their sheriffs says, you've got a storm and we're coming to help you. So nice. Listen to this. This is so cool. This is basic. In fact, Nebraska just joined in too. They're going to send, their guys down there to help them also.
Yep.
And so in lieu of the federal government that is utterly just ignoring their duty of border protection.
Dereliction of duty.
Absolute. And they're complicit in dereliction of duty. I mean, so bad. And so the fact that we have no military there, we have no border, the borders are wide open. In fact, instead of an army being there, we now have states stepping up, supplying our own true American army, more or less,
right.
By sending their police forces.
Yeah, the state law enforcement.
I mean, if the federal government won't do it, the states have to step up and do it. So this just is awesome. So it says here, at a June 16 press conference, Florida's Ron DeSantis became the first governor to answer the plea for help from fellow Republican governors, Doug Ducey of Arizona and Greg Abbott of Texas, by authorizing the deployment of law enforcement resources to help secure the border.
Right.
And says, it's undeniable that the border crisis is out of control, Christina Pushaw, the press secretary to DeSantis, told the Epic Times. Helping our fellow Americans in their moment of need is always the right thing to do. The governors of other states have sent resources to Florida in the past to help respond to natural disasters. With the federal government unable or unwilling to enforce our laws and secure our border, Florida is ready to step up to the plate and do our part. And so it goes on to say that, you know, this is more or less, they're viewing it as time to return the favor, right? And so Florida is stepping up to the plate. Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey declared to the Epic Times saying, Texas and Arizona, you've got a storm and we're coming to help you.
Awesome.
So it's so awesome. He goes on to say, when the state of Florida has a storm that devastates an area, law enforcement resources from across the country respond and come to our rescue, Ivy explained. The concept of responding to the needs of a state in the aftermath of a storm is no different than responding to the needs of another state in the midst of a border crisis. So good grief. That is just fantastic to see that that's what's going on. And so, you know what? too bad. Kamala Harris is now finally deciding that she had better hurry up and get to the border before Trump gets there.
Right. She's supposed to be supposedly planning a trip now, just days before Trump was supposed to go down there and speak.
Right. She had no interest in going. She said, I'll go sometime in the future.
Is that what it took?
Yeah. Yeah, that was his comment. Like,
no, that was my comment. Oh, I was like, the real president goes to the border, and now she's got to scramble and look busy. Like, as if she's doing her job.
Yeah, as if she had any plan to do that. And we just read her comment yesterday as being, well, I have no plans to do that, but I will get there in the future. And now suddenly, all of a sudden, Trump's going to be there. She's like, oh, no.
Right. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
What a flake.
Yep.
All right. Well, and you know, not only are their policies, just their very presence is an invitation for this invasion on our southern border. It's also an invasion to these other superpowers right now that are, they're getting more and more bold. A Russian fleet now has moved in on Hawaii practicing sinking aircraft carrier drills. So we've got F-22 stealth fighters on standby. But, you know, as Biden, not president, just Biden met with President Vladimir Putin, you know, last week. And in this article at Western Journal, both leaders characterized the exchange as generally positive, quote unquote. Many saw it differently. And Biden explained the face-to-face encounter was necessary in a time of mounting tensions between Russia and the United States. I don't think it was necessary at all. In fact, it didn't deter it. It made it worse.
Wow.
It encouraged the Russians.
Yeah, exactly. It gave them something to laugh and joke about the whole next week.
No kidding.
Gosh. You know, and just real quick, back to the border thing.
Yeah.
I've been harping on Article 4, Section 4, because we're guaranteed a Republican form of government that law in the Constitution. But listen to this. Article 4, Section 4 is very weighty. It also says, and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive against domestic violence. So, wow, what a wallop that contains.
Wow. That's shall, not you can.
Right.
This is you can get around to it.
So every state is guaranteed a Republican form of government, and they're guaranteed protection against invasion and domestic violence. So Article 4 contains all of them,
yes,
all in one thing. Is it any coincidence?
All of them that they're failing in right now.
Exactly.
They're not doing their duties.
Because communism is allowing all of this other, the invasion and the domestic violence.
Which
also
means, by omission, they are criminal. They are acting criminally. They are breaking the law.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Guys. Hey, more to follow tomorrow morning. Tomorrow for Fired Up Friday. Be right here, 7 a.m. for the morning commute. God bless.
That's right. And everyone have a therapeutic Thrashacommy Thursday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.